Talk Shoe.
Recorded live.
Hello, everybody. And this is Rick. And it is the third of, December 2012. And this is the AR Library Call. I want to welcome everybody on the call today. So for our first question, how would you respond to a pastor who tells a hurt spouse they are not allowed to talk to anyone about what they're going through because it will disrespect the unfaithful spouse to disclose to anyone, even friends? You know, I think that how a church handles a situation is tricky. I don't know that that's exactly the way I would handle it myself, only because I do believe it's important to have safe people to talk to, and that community, I would think, ought to be one of the places where you could talk freely and safely to get support. So I think, how would I respond to the pastor? I would just say, I do need people to talk to. Can I at least run by you the people I would like to be able to speak with? If you'll remember, one of the things that we recommend is you find two or three people to talk with, and you leave it at that particular number, that you don't want to let the thing get out of control anyway. But certainly, I think for the person that's been injured, they don't need to be injured farther or further simply because someone's uncomfortable with what might be said. The reality is what happened. And I would certainly ask him to at least approve the people they would like to speak with as they go forward. Second question here. How would you respond if an unfaithful spouse refuses to engage sexually and claims it's because the hurt spouse isn't happy, so they aren't interested? The hurt spouse not being happy, of course, is due to their spouse having an affair. Should the hurt spouse just focus on their recovery and wait for the unfaithful spouse to come around? They aren't showing an interest in getting help. First off, that feels highly manipulative to me. And, you know, I would wonder what that's all about. It would seem to me that, you know, your thing, if they're not involved, the unfaithful spouse isn't involved in recovery, should the hurt spouse just stay focused on the recovery and wait for the unfaithful spouse to come around? Yes, for a season. However, I mean, I'm deeply concerned simply because they're blaming their mate for their lack of recovery. And, you know, it's funny, forgiveness to me is almost in your best interest. Reconciliation, however, is based on the unfaithful spouse taking responsibility, and trust, you know, is based on someone ultimately being trustworthy. And I look at, I think, reconciliation and trust being different things. And I believe, you know, this person may be able to forgive their mate for what they've done. However, you know, the reconciliation, if they're blaming their mate at this point and using them as an excuse for their own behavior, is a little frightening to me. It's not somebody that seems to be taking responsibility, and they would wait a while as far as I'm concerned, but eventually they may need to consider doing something else, just, you know, because staying in a pattern like that to me would not feel particularly healthy. So I hope that helps. Last question for today. My spouse and I are both working to recover from the affair, but we have not been able to completely let down. I've not been able to completely let down my guard, and I find myself becoming suspicious of my spouse even when I'm 99.9% certain there's nothing to justify my suspicions. In the past, I let my guard down several times only to be knocked off my feet each time, but have to admit that each of the previous times were prior to EMS. Since EMS, my spouse is actually working a good program And while she's not been perfect, she does appear to have the best intentions. Is there a point when I should take a leap of faith and let my guard down? Are there objective milestones I should look toward in our recovery before letting my guard down? You know, I think in any relationship where trust has been betrayed, you can choose to reconcile with someone, but to me, trust is something that is earned over time. Her ability or his ability to trust you in the same way as your ability to trust them. Really, all of that, I think, depends on both of you being consistent over time. For someone to be considered trustworthy, they have to be consistent about 90 plus percent of the time. If they fall below like 56%, then we automatically consider somebody untrustworthy. I would just say in marriages, both mates need to be really pushing at being consistent in the 90 plus percent range. Certainly, I have not heard in this, at least note here, that she hasn't been. She hasn't been perfect, but it doesn't say she hasn't really messed up either. I would just encourage both of you to make sure that expectations are clear, that you both really follow those. And I think over time, usually 6 months, 9 months, 12 months, you'll find that if they're continuing to work program and you're still having trouble trusting, even though they're completely consistent, you might want to do your own exploration in terms of your ability to grieve. You know, maybe there's some individual work in there for you farther down the line. If you're not able to move beyond that, if they're showing to be trustworthy, then you don't want to have to live the rest of your life, and obviously that's why you're writing this, with the fear that something's going to happen. So I wouldn't really worry about it a whole lot until after 12 months. You said, are there objective milestones that I should look toward in our recovery? The only thing to me would be consistency in what they're doing, a heart's attitude in terms of taking responsibility for their part. And I think, you know, time. The three-month period is a huge period. When they cross 6 months, that's a big deal. When they cross 9 months, that's a big deal. Certainly by 18 months, I would hope somebody's able to really begin to let that guard down. And in fact, I would even hope if they're really being consistent after 9 months that that could be happening. So I hope that just gives you a few milestones to look at and will help you move forward. And so that concludes our calls for the day. I want to thank everybody for writing their questions, and I look forward to talking with you next week. Be sure to take advantage of this if you're listening to these. Certainly appreciate everybody that wrote questions in, but this is a great opportunity to get information, so don't hesitate to use it. Everybody have a good week to healing.